Before we start the ceremony, I would like to introduce Reverend Ken Gorman, Vice President of Pathways of Light. He would like to share a few words to the candidates before the ceremony begins.
Thank you, Lorraine. I always have this feeling whenever we do this of just gratitude for all the work you guys have done and saying yes to your role in the awakening process. As we know, the awakening process is very much a joint venture. It's all about all of us and the people that say yes. And we're called to do quite a lot of work, you know, with the Course and being a minister and stuff, and saying yes and actually persevering with that and arriving here. I'm just grateful that you've arrived and joined us on that journey. I know I was ordained 15 years ago, and what I always like to tell people is, my ego, of course, had a lot of expectations about what it was going to be like and was developing all kinds of identities about being a minister and stuff. And I can tell you, at least for me, and I heard this from others, it's totally different than you're going to expect, because you end up being, it's Holy Spirit works through you. It's not our plan, it's His plan. And there's a great benefit to that. In the epilogue of the Course, it says one of the fringe benefits of Holy Spirit and always following guidance is that you don't have to feel guilty about how things pan out. It's not your plan. It's just our job to kind of show up and allow Him to work through us. And that makes it, in some ways, a lot easier. And things just tend to flow. And I think you can trust that. And that's been definitely my experience. And not just in what the ego considers spiritual matters, but it's holistic. It's absolutely every corner, nook and cranny of our lives. We can trust it. And this is a whole comprehensive thing that integrates with everybody that you meet and everything that you do. And Holy Spirit will guide you on that next step. One of the great things about Pathways is that we connect. We connect through facilitation, we connect through our study groups. Jesus said, "Where two or more gathered in my name, there I am," and there's something powerful in that. And so that obviously was happening with your facilitators and all that through the program. And I think it's important, once you become ordained, to continue that connection. And we have a lot of different ways of doing that. And one easy way is we have 35 study groups on the website. Most of them are telephone, phone-in, so it's very easy to do. And stay connected and join the study groups and connect with people as guided by Holy Spirit. It's an integral part of the process. And at some point, the people that you're going to facilitate in whatever way that means, and that can take many forms, will arrive. I always say that we're discovering people that we're going to work with. We're not finding them. And just be available to facilitate. And it could be facilitating through one of our 900 series. It could be people coming up and wanting to do the ordination program with you. Who knows? But just be available for and be aware of that connection is where a lot of the juice is in this, and make an effort for it. And I know they've told you a lot of stuff about being a minister as far as doing ceremonies and things like that. I always like to share a few other things that you can do. One is be an active member of the community. I think that's very, very important, and consider this as a community. And so you join the study groups. But those study groups all had to start somewhere, and at some point someone was guided to start a study group. And they can be in-person groups or they can be phone groups. And so if you're guided or you have a few people in your local area you like to get together, start a study group. We can put it on the website if you want more people to join in. We have a guide that we can send you if you want to know how to run a study group and that kind of thing. Beyond that, there are ministries that we have. We've got a prayer ministry and a critical illness ministry. There's a 12-step ministry, and there's been others that have come and gone. But you can join into those ministries, and they have their own separate get-togethers and training programs and things. And that's another way to be involved. Again, all this you're doing because you're guided to. So I'm just kind of putting it out there in case something's striking a chord. But it's all on the website. If you go on there, you'll see the different things. And if you're interested, just inquire. And at some point, none of those ministries existed, and somebody had to be inspired to start them. And so if you have an idea for something you think would really benefit the community, where you have a special skill or a special angle, bring it to us. Maybe it could be included as one of the ministries on the website, and you could create your own group. So there's a lot of things to do. And again, it's all guided by Holy Spirit. It's a very You know, the course says it's highly individualized, but also it's sort of a like a slowly evolving organic program, and we can kind of trust that. And so I would just say, as what got you here will get you the rest of the way. We are very, very happy that you've made it this far and very grateful. And I wish you all the best. I'm done.
Thank you, Ken. And now I'd like to do a short touch-in with Holy Spirit. So I'm asking everyone to please close your eyes and take a couple of breaths in and out just to calm down. And now picture us all standing in a circle. It's a very large circle. And we are all happy to be here. And we all join hands. And we look across and around, and everyone is holding hands with the person on either side of them. And all of a sudden, in the center of the circle appears Holy Spirit. And we are in wonder at the sight of Holy Spirit. And we are getting chills. And we are just so happy to be with Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we want you to know that we are so gratified for your presence in our lives daily, day and night. Whenever we call, you are there. Whenever we need you, you are there. And you are there for each and every one of us, every moment of every day. And let us not forget that you are there every moment of every day. And we thank you individually and together for the presence of yourself with us. Amen. So I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor alphabetically by first name. Christian Maurer, Gina Lucia, James Ferris, Priscilla Omoifo, Ronnie Herbst. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now, Reverend Bob Loader and Reverend Diane Bernier, We'll now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunity to teach will be provided for him.
And now, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson will share the following from A Course in Miracles, text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
From chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Colleen Fee will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by him. I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so you will learn. So that, if that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you. An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
And the candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off of mute. I'll give you a moment. And then candidates together, please repeat after me. I'll give you another few seconds here. Okay. As a Pathways of Light ministerial counselor.
As a Pathways,
as a Pathways of Light ministerial counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to
fulfill
my life
purpose.
To be of service to spirit.
To be of service to spirit.
To be a channel for spirit.
To be a channel for spirit.
and to do everything in my power. To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in a spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on this planet. Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. Now close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal spirit within you. And now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing Our Thoughts, Our Prayers. Christine, please take yourself off of mute.
Thank you, Lorraine. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Beware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of peacefulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers. And we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of joyfulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. And every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you so much, Christine. Excuse my cell phone going off, please. And now, Reverend Andrea Archuleta and Reverend Barbara Adams will share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficult. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you, and what can be more certain than a Son of God?
And now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will now share with the group. Christian Maurer, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
This is Christian, and this ordination means a big milestone in my life and a commitment to Spirit. It's a demonstration for me of how we can truly be channels and vessels, spirits in a human body, and existing on this three-dimensional plane, sharing with others what's beyond those three dimensions. And as a minister, I am deeply honored to carry that message out into the world, and whoever wants to participate in that message of love and wants to invite more love into his life, it's always available. And I'm excited to step into this path that I don't really know what it looks like, but that's okay, because that's just another opportunity to trust. Thank you so much. I'm complete.
Thank you. Gina Lucia, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Yes, my name is Gina Lucia Ciani. I'd like to thank everyone for being here today and holding this sacred space. To those present and those who have passed on that are here with us, I'd like to say how grateful I am for Reverend Lorraine Merritt and her guidance and the wisdom she extended during my entire training. To all of the ministers that were part of this journey, I am deeply grateful. Words cannot express. To Pathways of Light, for your brilliant course material, beautiful meditations, commitment and guidance, for an experience, a journey that has taken me deeper within to knowing God, knowing love, knowing healing, knowing my purpose. You are all witness today to a commitment I hold deep in my heart and soul, a commitment to making this world a better place through spiritual awakening, understanding, practice, and ministry When I started this spiritual work, it began with a big blue book called A Course in Miracles. First the workbook, then the text, the manual for teachers, the beautiful song of prayer, weekend workshops, webinars, videos, anything that would feed my soul. I wanted more, and nothing was going to stop me. And believe me, there were a lot of things that were trying to stop me. I made a commitment to put God first for the rest of my life and into eternity. To become an ordained ministerial counselor, I bow in humbleness. For I had a calling, trusting in the guidance I have with my constant companion. I listened. A road less traveled, a road that brought me to unity, forgiveness, a deep healing, and most importantly, purpose. Purpose to serve the betterment of mankind and to shine the best version of myself, the highest vibration of me, so that I can ultimately invite the world to join in healing and unity. We all deserve love and peace. It is our birthright. I invite everyone here to take a moment and know you are here for a reason, not just to witness an ordination ceremony of a loved one, but because your soul brought you here, spirit brought you here. Somewhere at some point you listened. You listened to guidance for a desire to know more, to heal more, to want more. Whether consciously or not, you will walk away today with a little more peace, a little more curiosity, a little more willingness. We are all the light of this world. We are all being called upon to shine a little brighter, to heal a little deeper, love with a little more compassion, practice a little more forgiveness. Lesson 186 in A Course in Miracles says, salvation of the world depends on me. You may ask, what does that mean? It sounds like a tall order. Salvation of the world depends on the choices we make. Identity found in our oneness with spirit and each other, or in separateness with the body. As we choose oneness and live that out to the best of our ability, we will experience healing. Forgiveness is an earthly form of love. Salvation of the world depends on us to forgive. The person I had to forgive the most while journeying in this lifetime was myself. I have come to know God, a God that does not forgive because God does not condemn. God's love never alters with anyone or any circumstance. His love binds us. God is simple, uncomplicated love. Anything else is from a belief in an unhealed mind, a human stain. We are an idea in the mind of God. An idea does not leave its source. Therefore, we share the mind of God. We are part of Him. The slightest invite to know Him, He will respond. We just need to lean in and receive. What do you hear? In conclusion, for my classmates, Ronnie, Priscilla, James, and Christian, I want to express my deepest appreciation for the friendships made in our journey together, which is certainly an endearing benefit of experiencing these courses. I'm deeply thankful for the entire experience of this journey we have all had together, one of love and of truth with each of you as a whole. I love you. To my family and friends who are here with us today, I am deeply moved that you are here. Everyone is in my prayers. We all deserve nothing less than a happy, loving, peaceful life experience. I'd like to end with a quote from Ram Dass. We are all just walking each other home. In deepest gratitude and in service, me, Reverend Gina Lucia. Thank you. I'm complete.
And now James Ferris, who is here with us from England. James, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you. and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute. And James, please raise your voice a little bit and so that we can all hear you. And speak and begin whenever you like.
Thank you, Lorraine. For me, this journey that I've been on has been a wonderful journey, a wonderful part of my life. Today is a special moment on this journey, for one which I am very grateful. It makes me very happy. All the learning that I have done from the A Course in Miracles book, from the groups that I've attended and watching the Ken Wapnick videos, and also working with my mentor, Ken Gorman, which I have immense respect, admiration, and I give great gratitude to you, Ken. Thank you. I also give a lot of thanks and gratitude and love to Robert and Mary. Without this, this wouldn't have been able to happen. And I thank all the other facilitators, each and every one of you, and also all my fellow students. I surrender to God and promise to serve Him by His guidance. I want to help others awaken who may have lost their way. I remember in the past how much I needed this awakening, and something that I heard a couple of days ago I just think is very important. As new ministers today, we're going to go off and help other people awaken. I just want to say, just remember that one hand can't clap. So go out there and serve Holy Spirit and do the best you can. I intend to do my very best, and this is my promise to each and every one of you listening today, that I promise to serve Holy Spirit and listen to the guidance from Holy Spirit. And just again, to all the facilitators, Robert and Mary, Ken Gorman, and all my fellow students, thank you for being part of this journey. It's been a wonderful journey. I also have my mother's friend here in place of my mum. And I'm very grateful. So thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you, James. And now, Priscilla Omoifo, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you, Reverend Lorraine. This is Priscilla Omoifo, and this ordination means a lot to me and my commitment to keep living at the love and peace that I am, and to share it with the world. I found Pathways to Light about 4 years ago when I needed it the most. I was already a student of A Course in Miracles, and I had just started to understand how I was using my mind to create a lot of fears and a lot of pain. And I deeply wanted to let go. And my search led me to Pathways of Light. What caught my attention and spoke to my heart was their mission and purpose. And let me read. Pathways of Light mission states that they are dedicated to joining with people around the world in awakening to the love and peace of God. As I read, they also went ahead to explain that their purpose is to provide helpful healing resources that nurtures and support the return to our true nature as love. Yes, that was what I wanted. That was what I had always wanted. And so I started my journey, the journey to coming home to myself. Pathways training has supported and helped me to see my own loveliness, to remove the blocks to the awareness of love presence. And this is why I want to become an ordained minister. This is why it means so much to me to extend the support to others as they too return to their true nature of love, to support others access their inner wisdom for answers. And what better place to be at, what better community to be part of than the community who also helped me. I chose to become an ordained minister because I too want to share in their mission and purpose in joining with Pathways of Light to help awaken the love and peace of God that is with all of them, that is within everyone. I couldn't have done this by myself, so I want to give a big thank you to Reverend Lorraine Merrick, my facilitator, my counselor. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your love, for your spaciousness, for your wisdom, for your unconditional love. Because you made this possible and you made this so easy. Thank you. I also want to thank my classmates, Ronnie, Tina, James, and Kristen. Thank you all for all your shares. Thank you for your wisdom. I learned a lot. I am deeply blessed by all of you. I also want to thank all the ministers and the founders of Pathways of Light. Thank you for providing this space. Thank you for providing all the resources, the meditations, the lessons. Thank you. It has greatly enriched my soul, and I will definitely pass it on. I also want to thank my family and friends for their patience, for their love, for their understanding. And I want to say thank you to everyone here for being part of our journey. It has been quite a journey. It wasn't easy. But looking back, I would say it's such a simple journey, but it hasn't been easy. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Priscilla. And now, Ronnie Herbst, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you, Lorraine. This is Ronnie. What does ordination mean to me and the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? The truth is, I really don't know what being an ordained ministerial counselor means to me or the opportunities it holds for me. I started on my journey of self-discovery on March 19th, 2014, 6 years ago, when I walked into the doors of Al-Anon. It has never been a desire, intention, or aspiration to become a minister, even as I entered into the Pathways of Light's ministerial program. Who knew this is where I would be standing today? I didn't. It never crossed my mind. But this is where my journey has brought me, to this moment. I was guided to do this beautiful program that Pathways of Light offers. It has been part of my lifelong journey of discovering and knowing the truth of who I am, the truth of who we all are. We are love. The core of who we all are is love. The Pathways of Light's ministerial program has inspired me to live that truth every day more than ever. I am committed to doing my best every day, being a loving, nurturing presence to myself, to my husband, to my family, to my friends, to my neighbors, and to everyone who crosses my path. Even though I don't know what opportunities lie before me, I am open and excited to see and experience where I will be guided as an ordained ministerial counselor. For me, being ordained today is a way of honoring and acknowledging my true self, and I am honored to be ordained by Pathways of Light. I am grateful for all of you who have supported me along this journey. My husband, Paul, my family, Pathways of Light, Reverend Andrea, and all of the Pathways of Light ministers who have facilitated the courses, and Kristen, James, Priscilla, and Gina for traveling this part of my path within me. With much love and gratitude. Namaste. I am complete.
Thank you, everyone, for your heartfelt sharing. And now, Reverend Lorendi Rose and Reverend Tanya Ince will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. To close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Thank you. And we will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed and guests have shared. Thank you. And now Christian Maura is anointed by Reverend Barbara Adams.
Christian, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Christian, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Christian, before this call, I went to my book, A Course in Miracles, and opened it to find inspiration for what I'd like to share with you. And I opened to the text, chapter 6, section 1, paragraph 1, section 6 and 7. I'd like to read that to you. Jesus said, "Do not believe there is. There's no justification for the unjustifiable. Remember always that what you believe, you will teach. Believe with me, and we will become equal as teachers. Your resurrection, Christian, is your reawakening. Jesus said, I am the model for rebirth. But rebirth itself is merely the dawning on your mind of what is already in it. God placed it there himself, and so it is true forever. I believed in it and therefore accepted it as true for me. Help me, Christian, help me to teach it to our brothers in the name of the kingdom of God. But first believe that it is true for you, or you will teach amiss. Christian, you have gifts, you have talents, you have intellect. You have sought the spiritual path, and you have read, and you have prepared yourself for this moment and all moments to come. I ask you to remember to first to always clear your mind, to stop all the random thinking. I ask you to quiet your mind. Ask Holy Spirit for insight and inspiration when you come across a block to the awareness of love's presence. And then I ask you to listen with an open mind as Holy Spirit inspires you through what you think, what your wife might say, what your son might do, something you might read, someone who makes a comment in passing. Because if those messages inspire you, then they have come from Holy Spirit. And I ask you to take those messages of love into the world as you are already doing, and continue to spread your love, your peace, and your joy. I'm very proud of you, and I am humbled and honored to have walked this path with you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Christian Maurer. And I am done.
Gina Lucia will now be anointed by Reverend Lorraine Merritt.
Gina, please picture us standing together, facing each other. And my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Gina, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Gina, a picture comes to my mind of you on a path, carrying a shovel, and I am walking alongside of you, and we are searching. And every so often, you start shoveling, and you make a clearing, and I go, no, this isn't it. and then we start off again. And we're searching and searching, and we're stopping, and you're shoveling, and you're shoveling, and you're clearing. And I go, no, this isn't it. And then we finally find the spot. The spot when we, that we are looking for, we find pathways of light. We find lots of people. We find peace and solitude. And we shout hooray. And we're dancing together, you and I, because it has been a long, hard journey. But as we look back, it's not been hard. It's been teaching us lessons all along as we go forward together and we come to this pathways of light and this ministerial counselor. And we are in such joy, and we are blessing everything and everyone. And Gina, it has been my honor to accompany you on your path to the ministry. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Gina Lucia Ciani. And now, James Ferris will be anointed by Reverend Ken Gorman.
James, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, James, as an ordained ministerial counselor in Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. What I'm getting is a sense that everything is perfect. It's everything is exactly where it needs to be. You're standing on very, very solid ground. Your ego may not perceive it that way, but remember, all that matters is the awakening process. Everything else is temporary and will fade away anyway, and so everything is being used perfectly by Holy Spirit. He's got you right now, and he's got the plan, and you have completely answered the calling, and you're just, everything just feels very solid, and you can trust all of it, and that on the other hand, it's going to unfold organically in its own time. And so the other thing I get is just relax. Let it happen. Don't try and make it happen, because that's just the ego again. Let it happen. Pay attention and show up every day to do what he needs you to do, but don't judge yourself for having done this or that. Because that's just ego again, spiritual ego. Just let it happen and just relax. It's all good. I keep getting that over you. It's just all perfect, and you can relax and enjoy the ride now and just kind of keep going. And you've done a wonderful job answering the calling and making an effort, and you'll keep doing that. The momentum is definitely there. It's been a pleasure working with you, and I'm always grateful. Again, there's only one teacher, the Holy Spirit, and two students when you're working with people, and so as much as we're facilitating, we're all on the same journey and just different angles of it, and so I'm always grateful when people answer the calling, and I get to walk with them on this stretch of the journey, and I'm sure we'll walk together in the future. I'm done. I now introduce everyone present, to Reverend James Ferris.
Priscilla Omofo will now be anointed by Reverend Lorraine Merritt.
Priscilla, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Priscilla, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Priscilla, I actually feel that I was sitting on a park bench and you dropped in my lap. You came out of nowhere. And I was so happy to join with you. And there was a bond between us that seldom comes. And we each knew what the other was saying and what the other meant. And it didn't matter what you said or what I said, we knew what the other meant. And Priscilla, your journey is a wonderful one because you kept stepping forward. You kept stepping up to the task and moving forward no matter what. And I was happy to accompany you on your journey and always know that I will always be here. And I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Priscilla Omofo. And now Ronnie Herbst will be anointed by Reverend Andrea Archuleta.
Ronnie, my sister. Please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Ronnie, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. I see you standing in a field of flowers with green and abundant colors and everything of light and joy and peace surrounding you. You're holding in your hands while you're dancing and soaking in this marvelous moment, a bouquet of flowers. And what I know is that this bouquet is a gift in honor of the gift that you are to life. These flowers, all of the beings surrounding you, all of the nature, there's just a harmony and an overflowing of gratitude because you have said yes to the call. And Spirit is just telling me, no. Let her know how grateful the whole universe is. Every being. And worry not what you will do or whether you'll be called and what your assignments will be. Ah, worry not. Yes, right here, right now, is exactly where you are meant to be. And because you've said yes, the world is rejoicing. There's more peace in the world today. There's more contentment. There's more sanity in the world today because you said yes to the call. And it has been my honor and my blessing, Ronnie, to walk with you on this journey and learn so much from you. I look so forward to all the blessings, all the light, all the joy that this unfolding journey is going to bring to your life, and I want to share it with you. I want to be a part of it. I am here, a sister in the one mind, the Christ mind. The blessings of love are all for you and with you. Amen. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Ronnie Hertz.
We now invite any of the guests present to share. Please say your name before you share, and remember, please, to take yourself off mute. Any of the guests attending
Hello.
May share. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm Catherine Amoyfo here for Priscilla. I'm Priscilla's sister, and I have been Priscilla through the last couple of years, really go on this journey that I have heard every one of the candidates today talk about. And it's amazing for me to hear everyone, you know, talk about, you know, their experiences and their journey home. And I have seen that from my perspective with Priscilla. She dedicates the time to, you know, be on the calls. She shares with me, you know, her experiences. And it's been a truly amazing thing for me to witness because I know how important this is to her. And I know how important spirit is to her. And I want to thank you all for sharing this amazing experience with us witnesses, myself. It is truly an experience that allows one to grow when one can see that people are on a journey to heal the self, on a journey to learn, to grow, and to connect back with who they are and who they know they are. So I want to thank you all, and I wish you all the best, and thank you for allowing us to share this experience with you.
Hi,
I'm Carly. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Carly. I'm Ronnie Herp's daughter, and I just want to say how proud of her I am. I know she's worked really hard to come to where she is today, and not just with this program, but with her daily life and her interactions with people and her interactions with her family. And I'm just proud of her, and I love her very much. And congratulations to everybody.
Please continue.
This is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just want to share with Christian, Gina, James, Priscilla, and Ronnie Congratulations. I'm so happy for all five of you. I'm happy for our Pathways family, part of us. All of you were so dedicated during the teleconference, which is where I was able to be with each of you. And so, again, acknowledging what a huge milestone you've come to. And I just send you big hugs and lots of love. Congratulations. I'm complete.
Hey, guys. My name is Jared, and I am here in support of Christian and now in support of the rest of you who have graduated and been ordained. Congratulations. I just want to say that Christian is one of my very, very dear close friends, and I am so proud of you, brother. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for the rest of you as this is the next step in your journey. And I just want to bless what God is doing in all of your lives, and I'm in support with each of you. What an exciting time, and I'm complete.
Please share.
Hi there, it's Teresa Tomlinson. I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you, and welcome to the Pathways of Light family, and how blessed we are to have you. It was a pleasure to work with you through some of these courses, and I'm just so happy you're here. Thank you. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson. Blessing to all the newly ordained ministers. I am so grateful for you. You inspire me. Your ministry is like you, a treasure without measure. Amen.
This is Mary Stolting. I would like to honor each of you new ministers for all your willingness during all the time that you've taken this whole program. I honor you for your commitment and your putting God first and your modeling by through your change of mind, your opening to your true Christ spirit. And I just feel so happy to join with you and be a part of this noble cause together of awakening. Congratulations. It's a happy day. Amen.
Speaking of happiness, this is Reverend Maria Felipe. I am Christian Maurer's wife, and I just want to congratulate my husband, Christian. I remember the day that we decided we wanted to teach together, and I told him about Pathways of Light. And I'm just so grateful for him saying yes to the call, because I feel as in our relationship, it's going to be so beautiful to be able to share this message with the world together. And I'm grateful for Barbara, because when I called her to be open to facilitating Christians, she said yes right away. And I want to thank Robert and Mary for also helping us to make that happen. And I was ordained myself in 2012, and it changed my life. So I just want to say to all the ministers today, congratulations, because this work works, and it will definitely impact your experience and your life. And I invite you to trust in a very deep, deep way, to let go of the control and manipulation, and to just let spirit guide you, because you're in for a beautiful ride. I'm so grateful. I'm also grateful for Lorraine for all the hard work and all the ministers. I know what it takes to get this ordination to happen. And I'm just in gratitude for Pathways of Light, for these teachings. It really has changed my life and my experience. I am complete.
My name is Amos Benabosi. I want to say congratulations to every single one of you, especially Priscilla Moifold, for teaching me how to pray and read the Bible. I know you will do so well. Congratulations, and God bless.
My name is Dottie Herbst. I'm Ronnie's sister-in-law. I've known Ronnie for many, many years, and I love the new Ronnie. We're really very proud of you, Ronnie, and I know you don't know where this is going to take you, but we're all in this journey together, and you've certainly had kind words for us during our times of need. We love you, and congratulations to everybody.
This is Hi. Reverend Tanya Insa, and I wanted to congratulate all of the candidates. What a beautiful group. Welcome to the Pathways of Light family. I feel your dedication and your commitment. Just want to share from my own experience that the certainty and confidence that comes from the Holy Spirit is contagious. It just spreads and it attracts people to you. So I would just echo what Reverend Maria Felipe just said, trust in a deep way, and that trust never, there is no mistakes there, no errors. It takes you where you need to go. And I can see all of us walking on this path together, and this path is the path of light, beautiful vision. And I hold that vision for you. Thank you for being here, and thank you, James, for inviting me to be here. And you shared miracles with me that are very deep, and I will always cherish this day in my heart. Thank you, James, and thank you, everyone.
This is Reverend Barb Adams. Once again, I'd like to congratulate Christian and say hello to my teacher, Reverend Maria Felipe. The circle is complete. Maria Felipe was my facilitator, and then I turned around and was facilitator for her husband, Christian. This has been a wonderful journey. I'd like to congratulate all of the candidates, all of the new ministers, and I'd like to echo what was said before, that we have an idea of what we want to do with our ministry when we're first ordained, but Spirit may have a totally different path for us. I invite you to be open to that. I have been given the opportunity to speak at homeless shelters, Home for Abused Women and Their Children. I've spoken to the gay and lesbian community. I've spoken at Unity. And I do spiritual counseling one-on-one with groups and healing the inner child. I didn't know this was going to be my path in terms of how it was going to evolve. So I invite you to be open and have no preconceived ideas of where this path may take you. Blessings to each of you. I love you all. I am complete.
Hi, this is Christina. I just want to say congratulations to all of you. I'm calling in support of Gina. I am deeply moved and touched by all of your testimonials and experiences. And I feel that this was this invitation. Thank you, Gina, for allowing me to be a part of this experience. In this meditation and the visualizations that were offered, I feel as though my spirit was able to get to a higher vibration, and I have
and will continue to have other forms of enlightenment hopefully enter into my body and into my experience. So I'm just eternally grateful for this invitation. And as you quoted, Gina, we're all helping each other on our way home. And I'm really curious and interested in continuing to just nurture that part of my soul to want to learn more. And again, love and blessings to you all. Thank you.
This is Reverend Lorraine Murray.
Diane Bernier.
Go ahead, Diane.
Go ahead, Lorraine. Okay.
No.
This is Reverend Diane Bernier. Congratulations, Christian, Gina, James, Priscilla, and Ronnie. Welcome to the family. And enjoy building your ministry. And I hope you will succeed. I'm done.
This is Reverend Lorraine Merritt, and I had known Gina and Priscilla because they were my students, but I hadn't known the rest of you until 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. What is that noise? And you make quite a group. Together, I felt like with Diane and I and the five of you, I felt like we can move mountains. We can open stairways. We can cross rivers. Because the enthusiasm that you share as a group was so apparent to me that I just took Diane by the arm and climbed on the train with you guys. And I would like it to always be like that, like we always... We're always in touch mentally or as we're thinking about people. You will always stand out. But I feel like part of you is within me, and I cherish that. And congratulations to you all. I'm done. Anyone else on the call like to share?
This is Robert.
Yeah, this is...
Go ahead.
Okay. This is Christian. I just wanted to express my gratitude for everybody on the call and the entire Pathways team and all the ministers, and especially gratitude to Barbara, who's facilitated me to, you know, the majority of the Pathways Ministers program. So thank you again, Barbara, for, you know, being such a beautiful soul and so compassionate and patient, and thank you. Really appreciate all of you. Thank you. I'm complete.
This is Robert. There's been several references to the Pathways of Life family, and it just has brought a wonderful feeling to my heart. And one of the things that comes with that is it's not an exclusive family. It's not like a physical family where there's certain DNA that are shared, and so if you or your names are connected, that's the family. This family is the family of God. What
Amen.
Joins is the true self that we all share as one. And it feels a little, because of our sharing our journey, it feels more familiar, at least for those of us who have shared that particular form. But everyone is in the family. There's no exclusion. And maybe there are parts of our mind that think there should be, and that's the part that needs healing. Okay, so we'll let that go. Because that's the, as somebody shared, the mission of Pathways of Light. The mission really is to help us all learn together, join together, to remember that everyone is part of our family. We are not exclusive. We are inclusive because that's what the truth in us is. There's nothing left outside of our true self that joins us as one. And thank you all for being part of this. I feel so blessed for those of you who have been sharing today, that you've chosen to be part of this process that is part of the Pathways mission. It doesn't end. There's no limits. And we're grateful for seeing the process and participating. I'm done.
This is Mary. You know, in the on the television, they're saying, stay home. Stay home because of the virus. Well, it's like an ego is the virus, and we're going to stay home in God, God's family. So that's kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling.
So my name is Troy. I'm Christina's father. Gina was at my wedding 35, 40 years ago. My gosh, long time ago. I've been a stage 4 cancer patient for 20 years, stage 4 COPD currently. With that, I thrive in life because I have God with me. You are all beacons of light in a dark time right now. We all have purpose, and I'm so grateful that you sent me this, Christina, that I could be a part of this. Thank you all for doing the work that you're doing. We all need to be busy right now and do God's work. And everything happens for a reason. I've learned that. And thank you all for letting me be involved in this call. Thank you, Gina. God bless all of you. I'm done.
This is Reverend Wendy Ruth, and I want to express my gratitude to everyone who joined the call today, and thank you, Christian, Gina, James, Priscilla, and Ronnie, and all of the facilitators who we walked through step 4 together for the incredible gift that we have of joining, and that each of us as a family of God, as Robert spoke of, have chosen again to take our place among the saviors of the world, and that the light of Christ is within us and has given us charge of everything that we do. And through that light, we all can remain strong, whatever Holy Spirit guides us to do on a daily basis. And so congratulations. Thank you. And again, thank you to everyone who took time today to be a part of our gathering and our joining. Complete.
Hi, my name is Robbie, and I am Ronnie's little sister, and I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to you, Ronnie. I appreciate you. I appreciate the person that you are becoming. I'm proud of who you are, and you make me want to be a better person, and I love you so much. Congratulations. I'm done.
Hi, my name is Trevor, and I'm here as witness for Christian.
Please speak up, Trevor.
Hi, I'm so sorry. Okay.
We can.
This phone is very old. I just want to say that it's an honor and a privilege to be here with all of you now in these times. And that Christian has touched my life with a lot of grace and fellowship and light. And I wish a lot of success and grace in all of your lives as well. And that the highest vibration outcomes be manifest. And God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Would anyone else like to share? Well, then I will have to say, go ahead, please.
This is Gloria. I don't know what to say because everybody has said it so beautifully. Congratulations to all of you. I'm Gina's mother. God bless you all. I'm done.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Patricia, and I'm just so moved by this whole experience today. And I just wanted to say this is in behalf of Gina, who is my dear friend. I am so happy and excited for you and have watched you work so hard at this work, and your experience has enlightened me, and I am so grateful for all of you that have been on the pathway of light. I congratulations to all of the reverends and everyone who's been anointed today. It's been an amazing, amazing morning, and I thank you all, and congratulations, Gina. You have worked so hard, and I love you as a dear friend. Thank you. I'm done.
Is there anyone else who would like to share? Well, then I will have to say congratulations, Reverend Christian Maurer. Congratulations, Reverend Gina Lucia Gianni. Congratulations, Reverend James Ferris. Congratulations, Reverend Priscilla Omoifo. Congratulations, Reverend Ronnie Herbst. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off of mute and let's give these ministers a big hand.
Yahoo!
That was a big hand. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony. You may now hang up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.